And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Gooper, Gooper!
Hello!
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this week we have another 8 songs of absolute musical magic, or if you're one of the comics I was talking to over the weekend, unlistenable shit. Some people are just designed for Top of the Pops, like fucking MTV generation. Anyway, 8 great tracks this week, some by bands you haven't heard before, some by bands you have. I'm not going to muck about. Here comes the first one, Johnny Throttle. Johnny Throttle and Job in the City, which is the A side of their new single out very soon. Interestingly, Tone, I stayed at John Codge's a couple of weeks back, and he played me that. He's dreamy.
He is.
And he played me that, and he said, "This is our new single," because you know he's the bass player in them now.
Oh, right. Of course, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So it's all a bit incestuous, that sort of North London mob. They're all in each other's bands. But yeah, absolutely brilliant. I like it very, very much indeed. And what I want to know is, Tony, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Johnny Throttle?
No, MySpace.com/Johnny Throttle 000, or how it looks on my page, MySpace.com/Johnny Throttle. Ooh. You're now listening to the Cemetery Surfers, and I'm pleased to say it's time for a couple of MySpace comments. Hey, Tate, right now, we do ask for these every week, and I know that we've had a quiet week, haven't we, Tate?
Very quiet, yeah. Where are you all?
We've had a quiet week in terms of people getting in touch. I understand a lot of you on holiday, etc., but if you are near a PC at any point, while you're listening to the show or any other point, please do get in touch with us about one of the many features we have on this show. You know them by now. And if you're new to the show, well, you'll learn them. MySpace I particularly like getting, because you do get some incredibly funny... I've just had a fucking instant chat thing come in. I do like getting your MySpace comments. MySpace.com/Punky Radio. Add us if you haven't already. I have got back into checking the page regularly, because I went through a phase of not doing it so much, but I am back now. I haven't been leaving the classic Punky comment on sites, but I've been adding everyone, so please do add us and leave a comment. Here comes one I particularly liked. Now, well, I'm going to be mentioning a few different podcasts this week. We haven't done this for a while either. This has come through from Punk A Day podcast. Have you heard of those before, Tone?
No.
Now, I have, but I've never mentioned them. Listen to this. Gooper, Gooper. I love hearing new bands every week in your podcast so much that after over a year of listening, I decided to start my own punk podcast. Unfortunately, I'm not as funny as you two smackdards, so I decided to not try to talk and just kick out a song every weekday. I can see why you guys have gotten to over 200 shows, because discovering the new music is just as fun as creating a podcast as listening to one. Keep up the good work and check me out. Punkaday, that's P-U-N-K-A-D-A-Y .blogspot.com, and hope you enjoy Ben, Punkaday podcast. Check them out and let us know, and let them know what you think of it. Sound like a deal?
Yeah, wicked.
Right, here's one that's not quite as involved, but still very welcome. Thanks for the shout out. Punky rocks. Paulie, come back to California and we'll have a proper night on the town with some good tunes and good drink and have a few laughs. Here's me on the left with Swerve Drivers, Adam Franklin. Cheers. That's from Brett. Obviously, you can't see the photograph. What with this being a radio show? But thank you very much, Brett. And yes, we will be playing another track from the Stellar Corpses. They were the band that he sent us with their incredible press kit. I got an email. We had a succession of emails after the show when he said, what did you think of the press kit? I think it's the finest press kit I've ever seen or produced in all my time of doing stuff. I went, yeah, yeah. It's a pain in the fucking ass, mate. I couldn't get the fucker open. It is a brilliant thing. Once you get it, it goes, oh, that's my fault. I did over scotch tape it. So I just said to him, listen, if you're sending it to other places, maybe go easy on the tape there, mate. Because there's nothing more irritating than having to take a pair of scissors to something. Well, unless it's an angry girlfriend. Yeah, thank you very much, Brett. Also, I did have to give him a geography lesson when he said, are you coming back to the States anytime soon? And I said, yes, I will be going to Chicago and St. Louis in November. And he went, oh, okay, I don't get over to the East Coast. And I said, yeah, St. Louis, mate, it isn't even the East Coast of the Mississippi River. What the fuck are you talking about? It's the Midwest. And he went, oh, I've never been good at maps. I've got to go to somewhere in another county in California and I've got to get a map. I went, all right, fair enough. I think he might be a girl.
Right.
So anyway, that's that. And so please see myspace.com/punkyradio. Also, we have got a punky Facebook page, which is groups.to/punky. And just got a little message there. Love the first show. Scary how enthusiastic you both were. Ross Seeley. Thank you very much, Ross. Yeah, it was scary how enthusiastic we both were, to the point that I never want to hear that show again.
Right. It seemed a good idea at the time.
We were well too excited. Well, it filled a hole, didn't it?
It did.
As the actress said to the bishop, I had no idea you were a bishop. I was a vicar the other night. More of that later. Oh, that was great fun as well. So, yes, so please do leave comments on. If you're more likely to use Facebook than MySpace, then make sure you join the Punky group, groups.to/punky, and leave a comment on there as well. Sound all right to you, Tom?
Yeah, that sounds cool.
Right. That's all right. My chat person has gone away, judging by the hiss in my ear. I think we'll get on with the next. Oh, no, I'll just tell you. Oh no, I'll save it till after. I'm going to get on with the next song because this is a band we haven't played before called Brigada Mercy. Tone. Brigada Mercy from the ashes of a Yorkshire punk band. Oh, they've changed now. Oh, they're different. I would describe it. Listen, I'm going to read out a little bit of what they said about it. Here we are. Now, where are we here? Now, there was a bit I wanted to read, and I haven't underlined it like an idiot. Right, but where am I here? Here goes. You will hear the echo of Django ringing right across to the gypsy folk and jazz of Eastern Europe, woven together with the infectious rhythms of Latin America and the rebel cry of Green Day's Billy Joe, shot through with a punk rock ethic that runs true from Pontefract to Kingston. Quite an odd choice of towns there, because, of course, there is a Kingston upon Hull, and from Pontefract to Hull is only about 40-50 miles, so it's not really, it's only running through the rugby league belt. But anyway, if they mean Kingston on Thames, fair enough. That's the whole of the M1, and a little bit of the M25 and a tiny bit of the M3. There you go, for those of you, Brett, wanting a geography lesson. So Tony, what I want to know is, what is Brigada Mercy's MySpace page?
myspace.com/Brigada Mercy.
No, myspace.com/Brigada Mercy Music. It's probably with the internet too, Tony Nil. This is from their new double A side out shortly. This is, well, this could be about me, really, if you take off the Catholic. Recovering Catholic. Hey!
go back from where they came. Now talk to me in voice, said screaming at the wall. Hey. You said to go away, go back from where they came. Now talk to me in voice, said screaming at the wall.
So that was Brigade of Mercy, and you're now listening under my old voice here to Midnight Configuration. And the thing I said that I was going to talk about in this bit just now was the fact that I have just, over the last few days, I've had a nightmare on Facebook poker. You know, from time to time, I brag about it. Yeah. This week isn't one to brag on. I had another drunken incident, and then I've just had some really, really bad luck. And as of this evening, I'm down to about, I think I'm under 40 million.
Really?
Yeah.
You dropped 100 million?
I've dropped 60 million in the last few days.
Oh, right. You were at 150 last time I looked.
The highest I got was 161 million. Everything was going well. And then just lady luck smacked me in the arse really badly. And I just started getting really good cards and making the same raises I will with them always. And then just getting stiffed on the river every time. And it always seemed to be every time I'd made a big raise or a lot of money was in. And it wasn't really me following other people's raises stupidly. It was just idiots calling me and getting lucky. But you know what, Tony? It's a horrible thing to say, but I lost all my confidence.
Did you?
Yeah. Only in poker.
Wow.
But yeah, I've been playing like a real girl. So I've been trying to play myself through it. And obviously you have to lose some before you gain some. I thought I'd snapped and got it back last night, and then I just had a disaster today when I'd amassed 15 million chips on one table and landed a straight and went all in, and someone fucking called me and landed a flush on the river.
Bollocks.
Losing 15 million in a hand is not right. The geezer had no right to call that. Disgusting.
Just thought you were bluffing.
It was a fairly obvious straight.
Right.
I'd only need one card to get it. And he just said fuck all at that point. And he just fucking chanced it. And doubled himself up. He'd have been nearly out. That was the madness. Anyway, speaking of madness, you got any podcast, Ali?
I do. Thank you all for your Podcast Ali comments. At least one thing is happening. We are still getting Podcast Ali comments. But if you haven't voted so far this month, you've still got time, but it's the 1st of August on Saturday, so
save it
till Saturday / Sunday.
Save it, vote next week.
Yeah, so vote next week for that. And the easy way to do it is go to punkyradio.com. at the top of the screen is an important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject in the comment if you so wish, because I read them all out. And I'm still working through June's, thankfully.
I'll work through June's. Who's June? Oh, so you're right.
Yeah. Podcast tune. Punky Vote. Great 200th show. Looking forward to the 300th special now. And I will certainly buy the lost first episodes when they are available. All the bands for the 200th were great, but favourite band from last week would have to be the Ruskins. Bill from New York. Thank you very much, Bill.
He's got good taste. I was disgusted. One of the comics that I met over last weekend, more of him later on, had never heard of the Cramps.
Okay.
I was comparing. He was lucky he got introduced at all.
Another comment. Turn them fucking beds down. I can't hear what the fuck you're on about. Sort it out. Otherwise, good effort. Stevie D 007.
Shut up. No, we'll turn the fuckers up just to piss you off.
The name rings a bell. I just wondered who he was. He must
Stevie
be a long time
D, listener. Yeah, long time listener. Long time since he got in touch. He's probably finally got angry. It's probably the first time the beds went up to an acceptable volume and he got the arse up.
Probably.
Oh, there's always one. There's but thanks one. For the vote, Stevie D. Much appreciated.
Yeah. Happy 200th. Finally catched up on Punky. Happy 200th show. Ah, you mentioned us. I'd say something sentimental here, but don't want to sound like a Kimblood.
Kimblood.
Twilight and Thebes.
Twilight and Thebes. They live on the side of a dirty mountain.
Thank you very much. Are they still podcasting?
I'm proud of that song. No idea.
Hopefully.
You know me, I listen to fuck all. Although I have listened to a podcast this week. More of that later in the show.
Okay. I noticed TTN's stopped for a few months. But anyway.
Oh, any excuse for those losers. They go, oh no, the week's got a day with a Y in it.
I think John's missing it. But anyway, we'll talk later about that. Where the fuck have you been?
Okay.
I've missed you. Hopefully you'll be back soon with more classic tunes and crappy chat. That's from Paulie B. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Paulie B. I'll tell you where we've been. We were in Spain.
Yeah.
Well,
in No Fit State.
But you were all over Europe. Yeah, we had every intention of making a show out there. We took all the kit out with us, and we got there. And I saw you, didn't I, Tony, when we were about to watch Demented All Go? And I said, should we just do fuck all this week? And you just went, yeah.
It didn't take much convincing.
No.
Nah. Awesome. This show fucking rocks. What more do I need to say? Well, clearly nothing. That's from Marv. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Marv. I spoke to Marv last night, and you'll be hearing his bed later on, not his actual bed. You'll be hearing some of Marv's music later on in the show. And Marv, I hope everything's all right.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he's all right. I spoke to him as well the other day. I think hopefully he's coming to see us on Sunday at a gig. Hopefully.
Oh,
will.
Cool.
Finally, what next? Is the question that constantly has a new answer when it comes to Paul and Tony. And the greatest podcast that you can listen to. From Argy Bargy to the Japan Files to the Setting Sun and much, much more. Each show is a delight.
Don't tell me.
Go on, then.
And Kay.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm good.
God. Mate,
I'm good. I recognise that by the choice of songs you'd gone for.
All right, okay.
Oh, yeah. We appreciate our listeners. Let me tell you.
We know all
let
of them.
Let me tell you. And we do ask you to put in your favourite songs in the podcast and in comments as well, so it gives us an idea of what you'd like to hear again. And I think I need to dig another one out from the latest Setting Sun album, because we've only played a couple of that and they do it.
Thank you, Anka.
Well, in that case then, Tony, we'll get on with the next song. This is from the album. We played these last week. I just can't stop myself. I love them. This is from the album Sergeant Felcher and a Bucket of Piss. This is the Adenoids and Porn Star Stroke PMT.
Return. hai un job, insegna no. Vuoi che cosa vuoi fare? Un job, insegna no. Vuoi che sappi che get papa big fat hoe with a strap on dildo. Vuoi che cosa vuoi fare? Un job, insegna no. You wanna be a porn star? You wanna go far? You want a new job? Using your job. Fuck you, get out of my way, 'cause I am ready to kill today. Nothing you say will be right. Anything you say will start a fight. If you don't wanna die today, fuck it, let's all fight till we fucking feel alright. Watch your step, watch your back, 'cause I am ready to attack. Watch me turn, watch me switch, now I am a super bitch. Stay out my way. If you don't wanna die today, fuck it, let's all fight till we fucking feel alright. Fuck it, let's all fight till we fucking feel alright. Fuck it, let's all fight till we fucking feel alright. You're all fucking cunts. You're all cunts, I wanna go home. You're cunts, I wanna go home. You're cunts, I wanna go home. You're cunts, I wanna go. Fuck off. You're all cunts. Go on, fuck off. You're all cunts.
That was the Adenoids and Porn Star Stroke PMT from their album Sergeant Felcher and the Bucket of Piss. 16 cracking tracks on that. We will be playing a couple more in future weeks. Well, on those, Tony, what is the Adenoids MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ The Adenoids.
It is, isn't it? I'm sure it is. Yeah, I'm sure that's right. It's Tony One, poorly being the internet too. You're now listening to Mustang Lightning. They rock. Now we've got some bad news, haven't we, Tony? For the first time in a long, 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 long time, you haven't got a twat.
No twat. It's dried up.
I'd like to remind people of what they're supposed to do about them.
They're supposed to email me. So if you have a twat to nominate, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. Just want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason why. Simple, really. Get in touch. I'm missing me twat. I can't believe it.
You don't. You're twatless.
I'm twatless.
I have an is a twat for you, Tony.
Do you?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, and it's as a direct result of absolutely no one in the Punky Radio listenership sending you a twat this week. Right. Mm-hmm. This week's twat is every single listener we have from all over the world is a twat. Okay.
Yeah, that sounds
good. So if you'd like to go for that.
Okay. So are you ready?
Yep.
So every single listener we have from all around the world
is a twat.
You've been told. Yeah.
Been told. Now, Johnny, there is, however, something that your wonderful, wonderful robot rebooting brain in its default mechanism has in its favour over my one, and that is we haven't mentioned Punky merchandise in quite a while. Why don't you tell people about the Cafe Press page?
Okay, we have a Cafe Press site, cafepress.com/punkyradio, where you can order the Punky merchandise. We have one of many items they have on there. We have a black t-shirt, a white t-shirt, a cap, a clock. By the clock.
I thought you said a cat then.
Yeah, the Punky cat.
There's the Punky cat, yeah. There is indeed a clock. The clock's brilliant.
The clock's brilliant.
Don't be a buy a clock.
And various things. I think.
What does it say on the clock? It says always looking, doesn't it?
Always looking, I think, yeah.
The always looking Punky clock. I reckon that'll do well at Christmas.
Hopefully.
I think that's a perfect Christmas gift. An always looking Punky clock.
But there's many things on there, but we can only have one of each item. So there are maybe something
that's to keep costs down, isn't it?
It's because it's a free site, yeah. So we basically
down.
Yeah. So we can add more items, but if you want to see something, you have to suggest it. So if email
yeah,
me.
Yeah, basically. I'm so sorry to butt in, Tony. Basically, if you'd like something customising, punky, styly, we'll make you an exclusive, only you'll have it in the world ever, punky t-shirt or mug or hat or whatever. Just do what Tony's about to say.
Email me, tony@punkyradio.com, with your thoughts or ideas. Or if you've seen another design on like a t-shirt but you'd want that on a mug, just let me know and we'll put it up there for you. Because I have to remove something to put something up.
I'll put it up there me. For you.
Okay.
I'll put it up there for you, Tony, and you'll know it's there.
Brilliant. It's all yours.
Oh, thank you. So I now own Tony's ass. Brilliant.
You with Cafe Press.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
But yes, and, so that's cafepress.com /punkyradio. Yeah.
Do you know what I'm thinking about now, Tony?
iTunes?
No. All Japan Goith.
Okay.
Or All Japan Goith, who are also known as something else. Not those words, but they are known as something else as well. Now, we haven't played a Japan file in a few weeks. Go to japanfiles.com, absolutely brilliant website with all alternative Japanese music on there, reasonably priced, easy to download, easy to use the site. I fucking love it. This is the 22nd or 23rd song we played from the site now. That's how good it is. And the second track from this band, All Japan Goith, although they weren't called All Japan Goith, or they go under two names basically, but when we played a track from them before, it was under the other name. So not to worry you that much, Tony, but they haven't got a MySpace page. What is their Japan Files page?
japanfiles.com/band.asp?ID=4.
No, japanfiles.com/scarshipper.
Ah.
SKASHIPPE, Scarship, which is the other name that All Japan Goith go under. It's probably been Internet 3, Tony 1. Don't worry, Tony, you're still going to win it this week, I think. I think you can still win it.
Okay.
Now, I have another question for you, Tony. Are you ready for it?
Yeah, huh?
Shall we dance? Shall we dance tonight? Dance, 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 dance.
That was All Japan Goith. Did you like that, Tony? And did you like my question? Did you like my question?
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
Because I will be asking you about dancing a little bit later on. I just thought that was quite a nice start. Here's a question for you. You said, what is it? And I go, shall we dance? Yeah. Funky, upbeat, Japanese ska punk. You don't hear that on many other shows, let me tell you. One thing you don't hear about very often, Tony, is a decent description of GoDaddy.com. And I was wondering if to the tune of Chromosoma 3, where you could maybe fill me in with it. Or fill me in with whatever you like.
I surely can. Well, let me see. GoDaddy. Yeah, it's an internet web service provider. And it should be your first stop if you want to create your very own website. And you can start by registering your own domain name, or if you have one already registered, then that can be transferred to GoDaddy for your site. And after registering your domain, you can then start building your site, and GoDaddy makes this a lot easier with their website builders.
Oh, I love their website builders. I just don't understand how they get in the computer.
The magic of the interweb. They shrink them down and put them through the USB.
They must be tiny.
Tiny, but talented. Tiny and talented. But maybe you won't.
They're
have...
like Peter Beardsley.
Really ugly.
That's that as well. I don't know. You're casting aspersions on those. Perhaps that's why they have to make them so small, so people aren't scared by their ugly faces.
Not true. Maybe you want to have a simple blog style site.
Maybe you do.
Where you can add your observations, pictures and rant to your heart's content. Or maybe you want your own online shopping store.
Already got one.
Have you? Well, if you haven't, yeah, GoDaddy can help. Oh, yes. If you don't want
we just to, talked about it, Tony.
If you don't want a Cafe Press one, GoDaddy can help there too. You can add a shopping cart to your site and secure it with an industry standard SSL certificate.
What are they?
They're SLs.
Oh, the thing is, though, if you do want to secure your shopping cart, you could just get a bit of piano wire.
Yeah? That's tricky.
Yeah, or make sure there's no spare pound coins around.
Tricky.
Then no one will get one.
Well, that will protect your customers' details if you have got piano wire. And you can also set up a merchant account so you can receive and process credit card payments. And finally, the best news of all, if you enter the code PUNKY1, that's...
Punky one.
You can receive a 10% discount, or if you live in the UK, you can use the code Punky2. That's
Punky2,
which will give you 20% of orders of £35 or more. And why is that particularly good?
Because of that exchange rate up, baby. Oh, in fact,
nice. And Justin, some more news to make you even happier.
Who's Justin?
I don't know. There's a short-term code running until the 31st of August, which is Punky25. That is.
Oh, not again. Punky25.
And that'll give you 25% of orders of £65 or more.
That's fucking lush.
Which is great. And so
it is.
So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs.
I'm fucking going to, mate.
Should do. It's cheap. There you go.
Cheap as.
Cheap as.
Cheap as. Now then. We got there's another song coming up now on this new. If you've missed out a few weeks, we now play 8 songs a week. Fucking great. This one came through from Bad Afro. I haven't heard a lot from Bad Afro Records of late. Hello, Lars. Thank you very much for continuing to send us stuff. He sent us an email out saying, oh, we've got the new album from Baby Woodrows. And I said, oh, listen, man, that's fantastic. Send it over. We'll play any of the more up-tempo ones. And by return of email, he went, already in the post, my friend.
Nice.
And he even told me the ones we'd like, and he was right. There's some fucking crackers on this album. If you like your music garagey, psychedelic, little bit weird and Scandinavian, look no further than Baby Woodrows. It's basically a... They're basically a concept band in the studio in that Lorenzo Woodrows pretty much does everything himself, but then he takes a band on tour with him, and they've really gelled as a band for this album. He's got them all in. This is probably the... I don't like to say the... Well, what's the name? This album's probably got the best identity to it of the ones I've heard. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that it's kind of, you know, it's Baby Woodrow's and you know they rock. And this album is the reason why. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Baby Woodrow's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Baby Woodrow's.
It is. It's Paulie B the Internet 3, Tony 2. And this is from their album, which I believe is just called Baby Woodrow's. Let me see here. It is indeed from their album, Baby Woodrow's. This is No Mass. So Baby Woodrow's there. We will be playing another track of that album in a few weeks' time. You're now listening to the Chop Tops, and they're a great band. Oh, I can't wait to go to California again. I had a great time out there.
Are you thinking of going again?
Oh yeah, I'll go again at some point. I'd like to. I said to Brett I'd go in 2010. I think next year I'm going to have three holidays, and they're all going to be music related, and two are going to be to the States and one's going to be to the Psychobilly meeting. That's my plan for 2010.
Nice
music year, I'm calling it.
Cool. It's the World Cup.
Other people call it 2010. Yes, in South Africa.
I did want
to go to that, but the thing is that because of the Psychobilly meeting, I can't really afford to go away. So two holidays so close to each other. So I'm going to have to give. I'm gutted, but I'm not going to be able to get to the 2010 World Cup in South Africa. Sadly. It's my 40th year next year as well.
So
maybe I'll change my mind. Maybe I'll take out a big fucking loan and just do everything for the year. And then I'll just worry about it all in 2011. Sounds all right to me.
That's
Tony.
Right. Yes.
Have you and Steph been swinging?
Not yet. It's like that. we've always planned to swing.
I've been wanting to say that for weeks. So now, maybe you should explain. It's not actually the dancing, is it? It's more meeting up with other couples and screwing them.
Yeah, it's more like, because we've always been fascinated by the big bowl of keys in the middle of the tables, and
that's why they invented Tupperware parties.
Yeah,
I'm convinced that Tupperware parties didn't happen until swinging parties happened. People needed a convenient plastic bowl to put their car keys in, and the women of the group said, "Why don't we have a Tupperware party? And then we can all get one." I reckon that's it.
Probably. Yeah, it's an interesting concept.
It's all I've got.
We haven't managed yet to do it.
Right. What about the other?
But the other thing as well. Yeah, so there's nothing much to do around here for us. So apart from Steph's really into swing dancing and rock and roll, obviously. So we've been trying to find...
She's a good girl.
Yeah. but there's not much in the area. There used to be Creepers and the Rubber Rooms, which I don't think's on anymore.
Yeah, they're both still there.
Are they?
They're both still there, yeah. The Rubber Room has moved to the Maze.
Right.
And Creepers...
Oh, that's the Old Angel, isn't it? Actually, yeah, I've seen that one.
Well, they have things on at the Old Angel. Is that their thing now?
Yeah.
The Old Angel.
So
how come I live nowhere near there, but I know all about it, Tony?
That's true. No, the Rubber Room is one I was forgot about. Creepers is back.
Yeah.
And Long Tall Texans are playing.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, no, cause I think actually this weekend.
Well, in that case, then you two ought to go, didn't you?
Yeah. I'm a little bit psychobilly out, though.
Go, give me the garden. It's not for you, it's for her. She loves it.
That's true. But we're also looking at, so trying
how
to go...
How can you be psychobilly out? That's disgusting.
I had a lot of psychobilly in June. Might go.
Did you see Long Tall Texans?
Didn't know.
So you didn't even fucking see him. And they'll be much more up your street. They're much more a much more accessible psychobilly band.
Right.
Definitely go.
Okay. Okay, we'll talk about it.
And let's face it, you both like Nottingham. I don't need to chastise you on air. I'll do it off air.
Brilliant. So we'll be looking at going swing dancing, and there's one place that does it on a Tuesday night. But that's Punky Night. So we've managed to have the night off a couple of weeks ago, but then we didn't go because Steph had been out all day shopping, so I was tired, so we have to do it in the future. So I will go, because the first time's free, and you can go and just watch.
Yeah, that's why you'll go.
Yeah, that's right, because it's free. Sometimes. Price is right. But then after that, you have to pay.
But as we discussed off air just now, wouldn't it be a great idea if you just went in disguise every week? And then you could always get in free.
Yeah, a couple of false
and
moustaches.
You see how many... Well, Steph wouldn't need one. You could just have to see... see how many disguises you could get. I would particularly like to see you both dressed as Clouseau-style French peasants.
Maybe we'll try it, see if they catch on.
So are you going to tell our listeners where this thing is? Or is it really swinging? It's a secret.
I don't know. It's just off... in between Junction 25 and 26, I don't quite know because I've not been. It's in the outskirts of Nottingham. It's not in Nottingham itself. It's in one of the small towns around it, in a little village.
Yeah, which one? What's it called?
No idea. Can't remember.
I don't think you're going to be able to find it, are you?
I think it's near Long Eaton. I thought when I go, I'll plan the route and have a look at it. But I always forget where it is.
It's not in that pub, the Vic, is it?
Don't think so. No.
Right. Just ask
him. I'll look and come back to you.
Very sensible. Speaking of rock and roll, Tony, should we get on with the next song?
Yeah.
Because there was something else I was going to talk about here, but I'm going to leave it because that was a slightly longer chat than I thought. My fault, of course. Now, the other week we played a track from an album called The Road to Arkham by a band called The Arkhams that I saw the psychobilly meeting because I, Tony, am not psychobillied out.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fabulous album of American psychobilly, which, as you know, we have identified as being a little bit different than British psychobilly. Lovely blokes, the Arkhams. Really good guys. Really great band. Going to play another track from them. Now, what I want to... Oh, no, I'll ask you about their MySpace page afterwards. This is 3 months, 2 weeks, 2 days. That was the Arkhams, 3 months, 2 weeks, 2 days from their album The Road to Arkham. What is their MySpace page, Tony?
MySpace.com/TheArkhams.
It is, isn't it? I think that's right. I think so.
I just had a feeling it was something else.
Yeah.
Something a bit tricky.
Yeah, hang on. I think it is The Arkhams. I'm suddenly in doubt here, but we'll give you that anyway. If you type in The Arkhams to MySpace, you'll find it. A-R-K-H-A-M-S. I think it is The Arkhams. That's 3-3, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it is, yeah.
It is. 3-3. Oh, it's going to be a tight finish. Oh, Lord. Now then, speaking of tight finishes, this is Project Marv. There's these two underneath there. I got down here Darwin Award / Punky Merchandise, and I haven't got my Darwin Award with me. We've already talked about the merch. But what was the other? Oh, yeah.
iTunes.
Well, we can do that in a second, Tony. Don't reboot so quickly. it hasn't come to that. I want to talk about noise addiction. Do you know what I'm talking about, Tony?
Is that the EMS magazine?
EMS's online magazine, yeah. Now, the thing is, there's a Facebook group for it. If you type in noise addiction to groups, you'll find it. And I really want to help her out because she did an advert for us, didn't she, in one of them. And she's working really, really hard at it. And she's a very talented photographer. And she's a lovely girl. And she's a long-time listener to the show. And she's put this unsigned bands and indie bands together in this online magazine. And it's really, really worth a look. To my shame, I can't remember the website. Just go on Google or something and type in noise addiction. You should find it.
Yeah.
And worth it, I think. Worth it for our younger listeners particularly, because it's a lot of it's a lot of younger bands on them. But she's doing a great job. She's working really hard. She doesn't get paid for it, and she needs to be supported by us. And I will sort out the information properly for next week for those of you too lazy to look for it yourself. Right then, Tony.
I did see the first issue, and it was really good.
So. It is. It's excellent.
Yeah.
It's really, really excellent. I do recommend it. I like it when we can recommend other things on the show. It makes me happy. One band I think you might like to recommend more than me, in fact, Tony, is We The Faceless. Now, you said they sound a bit like Monster Magnet.
Yeah.
I am unfamiliar with Monster Magnet. Why don't you have a little... The only Monster stuff I know is Monster Munch. Yum. So what are Monster Magnet all about then?
Monster Magnet, American band, a little bit... like the softer side of metal, quite poppy hard rock, but not proper hard, but quite dirty, garagey, but a little bit commercial as well.
Okay,
it's really nice. I like Monster Magnet. Power Trip album's really good.
So that means you like We The Faceless as well.
I do. Yeah.
Well, because what I've got here is that they're fueled by the punk, hardcore, and grunge scenes of the '90s. And they first burst onto the London music scene in March 2007 to form their own subversive brand of Noise Attack. This is great in terms of a punky being truly international. Right? We The Faceless are punky in music form. They consist of Jack on vocals, born in Cape Town, Diego on bass, born in Montevideo, Uruguay. Travis, born in Malta. And poor old Pete, he is from a third world country. He's from Dumfries in Scotland.
Nice.
They have blistering live shows, and they've trailblazed a new path across a crippled scene, according to Manila PR, the lovely people that send them. Thank you, Kate, for sending that over. I will ask you about their MySpace page after we've played it. This is, again, it's a kind of double A-side, really. But this song is called Island of Dogs.
Slippery lovers No mercy without starlight.
So dance and you're right, let the dogs. So dance as you know.
That's We the Faceless and Island of Dogs, Tony, and you do like that, don't you?
Yeah, I do like that. It's
barking up your tree, my friend. What is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ We Are the Faceless.
No, it's MySpace.com/ We the Faceless.
Oh, fucker.
Come on. Oh, that's an unlikely victory. It's Paulie Bean Internet 4, Tony 3, one song left. Will you do it? Will you muck up again? Oh, that's just got a lot more interesting. That was me thinking you were going to do this easy. Oh, you're a textbook error, Tony. Textbook error.
Sorry.
You're now listening to the Planet Smashers. They're a great band, but they don't like us anymore. We still play them. We love them. In fact, they probably do still like us. I don't know why we don't hear from Mike McGee anymore. I'll send him another message. So that's all. We don't have any more information about it. You have to check out Planet Smashers yourselves, but they are still touring around Canada as far as I know. I want to tell you a little bit about the gigs I did last week, Tony. I did Watford Jonglers Friday and Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
And on the Friday night when I got there, one of the acts on was a guy called Phil Butler. And Phil was the second act on, but he uses his props, and he put on a large child's toy on a table with a huge black sheet over it, right? Massive black sheet over it, right? And it kind of gets in the way of the other comics, and it's just one of those things. It has to be there. We can't take it on with him. I accept that, but it does make it a bit restricting for the acts on before. But anyway, we worked around it. How I worked around it was, I was comparing. Lovely crowd both nights, by the way. Thank you so much, those of you that came down. I went on. I didn't mention it for 5 minutes, and then I just looked around and said, by the way, if you're wondering what this is, it's my Muslim girlfriend, right? And just, it was one of those things where everybody laughed, then suddenly wondered if it was out of order and went, oh, like that. And I just went, fuck off. I said, as soon as I saw it, I decided to say that. And I said, the comics had a bet that I wouldn't say it before the show. And actually, what happened was, if you think that's bad, wait till you hear this. When I spoke to them, they said to me, what are you going to say about Phil's table? I said, I'm going to say it's my fat Muslim girlfriend. They went, don't be stupid. You can't say fat. Excuse me. Now, the other interesting thing about this is that Phil has started a podcast.
Okay.
And it's called the Green Room Podcast. You can find it at philbutler.co.uk. Conventional spelling of Butler. And what he's written, he said, ever wanted to know what happens behind the scenes at a comedy gig? The Green Room is the first podcast to be recorded backstage, and it's free. Get all the chat and gossip from the comics and a little of the show. And that's exactly what happens, basically. We chewed the fat. There was me, him, and a guy called Paul Carenza. And I do recommend that, I'm not just saying because it's me on, but I do recommend that you listen to this podcast. The one with me on is up this week. But do listen to it, because it's interesting, because you get a lot of comics backstage, and they'll maybe start off talking about something, and then it goes off at tangents, and it is a quite interesting look into what happens backstage at gigs, and just how many things we've all got in common with each other. The first act on was called Paul Carenza, who I'm actually going to see tomorrow night at my gig I'm doing in Hereford, and I am looking forward to seeing him, because we have got so much in common. First of all, we're both called Paul. Secondly, we're both comics. Thirdly, we've both been on Bargain Hunt.
Okay.
Which is weird. Fourthly, yeah, we both have our own podcast. He does a movie podcast called Movie Banter, which I again feature on. It might not be this week, it might be next week that I'm on, but he gets a couple of comics in just to do a little bit with him. But it's all the latest film reviews and that. And we both went to Nottingham University.
Oh, okay.
This really is quite odd. And that wasn't brought up during the interview. That was the only thing that I only found out afterwards. But no, it was quite odd. But I think it's interesting. And there are clips from the show as well, so you do get what the comics do. And the bit he chose for me, what with it being Ashes Week, was the Australia song I played last week. I did it live in Watford, and that's recorded live on the show. So if you thought that song was good last week and you'd like to hear what it sounds like live, do check out the Green Room podcast. Also, if you do check it out, excuse the clicking noise during the song, but the way I was mic'd up was there was a mic onto my lapel, so it picked up my voice really well, and it picked up the music through the PA, but it was too close to the pick, so you hear the click of the pick as I strum.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, anyway, that's that. And Phil, who hosts it, really nice bloke, really funny guy. That is the Green Room podcast. It's on iTunes, and I told you about Podcast Alley, never heard of it, so it is there as well. But philbutler.co.uk, check that out, and you'll be able to see that there. Then on Sunday, I had Dolly Remixture, which was fucking fantastic, Tony. A great night, probably the best show yet. Some of the best acts we've had on, thanks to all of them for coming down. And we also, at the end of the night, did the first ever burlesque wedding.
Nice.
Wedding of Sulu and G. It was terrific fun. And there is a video clip of it on Facebook. But it was recorded onto a camera and it was quite loud in there, so the audio is distorted. But if you just want an idea of the kind of things that happen at this gig, watch it and love the mayhem. There's also Roxanne in full on there as well, when you see how we play that game. And it was absolutely brilliant. Next show is last Sunday in September. Find out more on myspace.com/DollyRemixture or groups.to/DollyRemixture. That's that. This week I am in Hereford tomorrow, as I say. Friday night I'm doing a gig at Hanbury Manor outside of Ware. That's going to be very posh. And Sunday I've got a gig in Aylesbury. I can't remember where it is, but if you are in the Aylesbury area, I am gigging there on Sunday. And if you are, send me an email to paulieb@punkyradio.com or a MySpace message or Facebook message, and I will tell you where I'm on. Phew. Anything you want to add?
Yeah, we are playing at the Town Mill on Sunday, Rat and Pink, with Starscreen and the Von Trapps. The Von Trapps, who we played recently on the show.
Excellent.
So it should be a really good night, a local bit of a band.
Oh, that'll be cool.
Hopefully Starscreen will put his belly away, but, you know, it should be good.
Oh, you never know. How much did you get in?
£4 to get in. If you know me and can come up to me beforehand, I've got some free tickets.
So ooh.
If you drop me an email and you would like to come, just drop me an email on Facebook or something, and I'll sort you out.
And if you just like to come, why not drop me an email? paulieb@punkyradio.com for all your coming needs.
Oh God.
Oh, it's worth a go, isn't it? I might get one someone.
It's true.
You never know, do you?
Never know.
Yeah. Might get one from America.
Okay.
It'd be nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're lost, aren't you?
A little bit. I don't quite know what to say to that.
Speaking of childish behaviour, the latest album from The Jewel is called Childish Behaviour, and we're going to play another track from it right now, Tony. Now, as I say, this is the more I listen to this album, the more I think it just sounds like early 80s new wave, which is exactly the sound they were going for. So well done, The Jewel. If you like early 80s new wave, you're going to love this album. And now, as I said, I've already told you what it's called. I'm going to ask you, what is their MySpace page?
myspace.com/thejewel.
How are you spelling Jewel?
D-U-E-L.
Very good. It's a draw, an honourable draw this week. Well, dishonourable in that you have clutched defeat from the hands of victory, Australian style there. So yeah, it is Paulie B in step four, Tony four. We'll do all the bits and bobs at the end of the show as usual. Hello to Tara and Andy from the Jewel. You know I fucking love you guys. She's got a pair of lungs on her. And
cool.
No, Tony, you're dirty. I mean, she's got an excellent singing voice.
Okay.
Anyway, this is something that has unfortunately happened to my pants more often than once. This is Fight On Through.
What you gonna do? Who cares which way they go now?
The Jewel and Fight On Through, Tony.
Yes.
Well, don't fight on through, Tony. That's just childish.
That's true.
That is the Jewel and Fight On Through from their album Childish Behaviour, which is, of course, a double album. There is a bonus CD of acoustic tracks on there, so make sure you do check them out at myspace.com/TheJewel. Now, so thank you all so much for listening. It's really, really important this week that you try and review us on iTunes, because we've dropped off the iTunes featured chart completely from a high of page one. We're now below page five. So we really, if you can, reviewers on iTunes, please do. How do they do that, Tony?
You just go to iTunes and you can search for Punky, or the foolproof way of doing it is go to punkyradio.com, and on the left is an iTunes link. If you hit that, and you have iTunes installed, you'll be taken to our page on the music store, where you can log in and review us, 5 stars only. And you can also subscribe to us if you haven't already. Still the best way to listen to us.
Indeed. Oh, sorry, did you have something to say?
Yeah, we'll read your reviews out, of course.
Of course.
I do the US, Paul does the UK.
Yeah.
Have you got any more to read out?
And Debbie does Dallas. At the moment, I think not, which is why we need some more desperately, because I'm ready to do some. I'm ready to do some. Also, if you have a poem for us, email paulieb@punkyradio, type it in the poetry corner. If you have a joke for us, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, type it in email comedy suburbs. You know what to do about judgmental. Importantly, if you have a twat, Tony's out of twat for the first time. Years. He needs twat. Email tony@punkyradio.com. Tiny email is a twat. And finally, we haven't had a word of the week this week. We want them. If you have an idea for word of the week, email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Tiny email, word of the week. Thanks so much for listening. Make sure you keep telling people about Punky. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Up-hoog, up-hoog.